Dublin, August 1985. Two Dubliners on the Dart. This is the new suburban rail system, just opened. It has changed their lives. They could now venture far afield from their home in Darndale, North Dublin.
We used to always get on the Dart and go out to Bray and go out to Dunleary, and so these are all kind of new places. So we just, and then we realised that there was a boat, a ferry, that went from Dunleary over to England. So that was an extended version of the adventure, if you like. We went over a couple of times. Like, we used to do this kind of on a regular thing. We'd go over to bunk on the ferry over to England and then go from there, jump on a train or a coach or whatever, and going on an adventure.
That's Keith Byrne, talking about heading off with a couple of friends. But that's Keith Byrne now. In 1985, when he was getting the Dart to Dunleary and sneaking on the ferry to England, Keith was 10.
We'd gone to Pueli in the holiday camp, like Butlins and Pontins. And Blackpool, I think, as well, we went to it as well.
So, Keith Byrne, age 10, and his friend Noel Murray, age 13, are sitting on the Dart train into town. But the town they're heading for isn't Dublin. In fact, it isn't even in Ireland. Keith and Noel's final destination is so far away, and the story of their epic journey there causes such a fuss that within a couple of days, these two boys sitting on a Dublin train in August 1985 will become front page news.
This is Morning Ireland. It's 8:15. The news headlines. Two Dublin boys...
The news headlines. Two Dublin boys, aged 10 and 13, have been returned to Ireland after stowing away...
The boys,
away
13-year-old Noel Murray and 10-year-old Keith Byrne, are now back home. None the worse for their adventure.
Welcome back, and first today, that amazing journey by two young stowaways from Dublin. Noel Murray and Keith Byrne... In a hotel, Amsterdam, 24...